The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Alan Ellis here with Robin.
Good morning, everybody.
And we are hosting today's Outdoorsman Radio Show, as we do every week at this time, from 5 to 7 a.m. every Saturday, right here on WCBM 680. We talk about fishing and hunting and the great outdoors, firearms, sometimes legislation, and every now and then we have trouble getting our buttons adjusted. There are three buttons on each side of the radio. Three are mine, three are Robin's. And it had to do with the quality of our voices and the volume of our voices coming through to you. But then we have to make sure that our producer, Chris, is able to hear us. And then we can hopefully hear each other. So, Robin, am I still too loud coming through your headphones?
I never have heard you come through my headphones. That was the studio blowing my ears out.
Oh, okay. Can you hear me now?
I could hear you in here. I'm fine.
Okay. Well, hopefully we'll get it straight. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Alan. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning.
How you guys doing?
Now that I can hear again, I'm doing good.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. See, I thought it was me, which it normally is.
I was going to say you're always going to be the scapegoat.
Well, yeah.
The moment you said I do, you took that job on.
And he plays it well.
What does that mean, I play it well?
You slip right into it. It's always your fault.
Because sometimes it's much better to go, yes, dear.
No, it's always his fault.
So it's not something untrue that I'm saying.
No. You just do it to keep peace.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It's always his fault. You're getting it.
No, I do get it.
Yeah, we both get it, Robin. You made the point. Yes, you have. And it's my fault that you made the point.
Yes, dear. Whatever you say, dear.
Yes, dear.
Yeah. That doesn't cut it with me either, because you pull that baloney on me, I get more mad.
I feel the man song coming in a commercial break, after a commercial break. Anyway, morning, everybody. We are on the final day of the early muzzleloader season. It has not been a phenomenal season. I mean, I'm sure there are people out there who are having a great time seeing lots of deer, you know, taking does and nice bucks and so forth. And we'll hear more about that after the season is over. However, on this end of the state, on the Maryland Eastern Shore, it has been warm. It's been in the 70s. The barometric pressure is fine, but the full moon, I think, trumped everything as far as deer movement. I talked to hunters all across the state. Nobody's seeing whitetails. Nobody's seeing sika deer. I mean, look, they are. They're seeing them, okay, but there's not the – you don't hear the shots out there in the woods that you would hear when, you know, things are right. We need cooler weather.
Give me the right words because I'm going to say it wrong. When you see a deer trail or deer path, is it a deer trail or deer path through the woods?
Either one.
Okay. Well, you know, you usually look for a deer trail or path, Chris, to get on to be close to see if anything goes by, right?
Okay.
Alan was on Pepe Le Pew's trail yesterday because not only did his Pepe Le Pew go underneath of him, so did his girlfriend about an hour and a half later.
No, it was in the evening.
Okay, one went by in the morning,
right,
and the girlfriend showed up in the evening.
That's
I guess
true.
She was sneaking in. What was her name, Petunia?
I can't remember the cat's name.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. I think it was Petunia.
I'm not sure, but that also might be the
oh yeah
the Stumper's girlfriend, actually, I think, in Bambi. But I'll have to look it up. But I swear he had a black and white, which a skunk is black and white, go right underneath of him, which I've never seen live in ever.
I've never seen it.
Okay,
and I've
seen him dead on the side of the road, you know, that yeah. dead skunk on the side of the road or whatever.
I've seen live skunks at night. I've seen, you know, live skunks during the day, but I've never seen
one. I've never seen one. Okay.
Under my stand.
And then when he went back in the afternoon, under the stand on the same path goes a black and white cat.
Absolutely.
And he was on Pepe Le Pew's trail. Not that he thought it was a deer trail, but it was actually Pepe Le Pew.
Yeah, it was.
I thought that was pretty funny, but that's okay.
Well,
we need a laugh track, y'all.
Yeah, we do. Anyway, it was quite an amusing day. Jacob, my grandson, the 22-year-old grandson, was with me on Thursday all day in Cecil County and hunted the morning with me in Queen Anne's County. I was, you know, I'm of the belief that you stay in the stand all day, but so we got down in a couple hours in the middle of the day, and I don't think it made any difference in this case. I think the deer just were not moving, period. Didn't put any attractant scent out, you know, of course we sent free clothing and cover, you know, the scent free stuff, spray on stuff. Did use a little nose jammer. Didn't seem to make a difference. So, let's see. Thursday evening in Cecil County, about 3 o'clock, a deer came in. Little one. Fed. Tail up, bolted off. Hour later, came back. Fed for a half hour. Wandered off. Came back with 4 of its friends. You know, all appeared to be antlerless deer. And they were about at 100 yards, but they were a pretty thick cover. And they wandered around, and all of a sudden they just blew out, you know, snorted, tails went up, and they all bolted out. Wasn't my wind. I think they might have seen me, perhaps, but I'm not sure. There was no seat in the stand, so I was just kind of, you know, standing up watching them. Pardon me. And then about 6:15, right at sunset, I had a 4-point walk by at 60 yards, and he got a pass. That was pretty much Thursday. Friday, nothing in the morning. A beautiful morning, but it got warm. Quit about 10 o'clock. Went back about, got in the stand about 3, nothing moved. I texted Robin at 6:05, at sunset 6:15. I said, these deer have 10 minutes to show me that there's something here. So they took me right down to the count, 6:15. 3 deer came out of the pines and into the field, or 4 of them, excuse me, joined by 3 more, all does and fawns. And then seconds later, number 8 came out at 20 yards, stood there, and I think she made me, but I'm not sure, but she went out and followed the rest of them. So they came across in front of me in this little field. They went to my left, and they got behind me and stayed about 35 yards, 40 yards away the whole time in a bunch, in a trail, and they just kind of, they were headed to the bedding areas, what they were doing. But I knew in my heart of hearts that there was another deer behind them. I knew that the buck was coming. And all of a sudden, at about 15 yards in the heavy, heavy stuff that I could not see through, could not pick through, because now it's getting, you know, it's getting fairly late. Still had 10 minutes. A deer snorted at me. And I snort-wheezed back at it. And I didn't see anything move. And it snorted again, and I snort-wheezed again. Do you know what a snort-wheeze is, Robin?
No.
You snort back at the deer.
Oh.
Okay.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah. And I went.
I'm so glad I'm not in the stand laughing at you. Okay.
Well, that's a snort wheeze.
They
have calls that do that, okay, that are better at it than I am, of course, but I did not have a call so that had a snort wheeze attachment, so I did it myself. Deer didn't move again. Finally, third time, it snorted again, and now one of the ones down in the woods started to snort, and I'm out of time. So didn't hear the deer run off. It probably walked away. It might have been the buck. It might have been another big doe that doesn't like me. I did not see that deer, but it was a nice encounter, and at least I knew there were deer, you know, deer there on the property. So sighted 8, knew there were 9, didn't see the buck, so time ran out, and that was my hunt till today. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. We're giving away a CVA muzzleloader at the end of this month, and that'd be next week. We need a lot more entries for sure, but the folks at CVA have sent us the muzzleloaders here. Exciting news coming up the next couple months from CVA as far as the firearms that were given away, the muzzleloaders that were given away, but it'll be a CVA Wolf. Stainless steel camo stock, and that will be the first one, and I will hand deliver that to the person who wins, unless they're in New Zealand or something like that, and then we'll be more than glad to ship the gun to them if I can't deliver it within the boundaries of Maryland or Delaware or wherever one of our listeners, or Pennsylvania, wherever one of our listeners is close by. Well, then we'll have to ship it to you. We're excited. So you call the number, 410-922-6680. WCBM 680 is the number. You give your name and number to Chris. Chris will record that. Go on the air with me and Robin, and that's part of the rules. And you can talk to Robin. You don't have to talk to me. She likes that. And then we can make sure that you're entered in the contest. Next weekend, we put everybody's name corresponding to a number into a random number generator. Robin spins the wheel on her phone in the program, in the app, and whatever number comes up is the one that wins the muzzleloader. So it's very simple.
We got our first caller.
Oh, who's our first caller?
Hey, Stan.
Well, good morning, all.
Wow. Good morning.
Good morning.
One of my favorite callers.
I've been waiting all night for a good show to come on.
Sorry about that.
And now you're stuck with us.
I got a bone to pick with y'all.
Uh-oh.
Well, I knew it was coming. First of all, see if one of them CVAs got my name on it. That way I can tell Mama to hurry up and get some more biscuits ready.
Okay. Fair
well,
enough.
That's one way of getting to see you again.
Yeah, that's true. What's the other bone?
Well, the other day, 2 weeks ago, you started talking about deer in the rut and hunting and all this kind of 9-yard stuff.
Mm.
And I said to myself, uh-oh.
He hit a deer.
I got mine tonight.
Oh, great. 70?
About Mount Airy going west.
I hit one out there. Let me guess, about a mile or 2 miles on this side of the exit, came from right to left out of that little bunch of woods up over the bank there.
Left to right.
Left to right.
It was headed north to 27.
Really? It was, it came out of that, that brush, the plant, the stuff in the middle. Which side were you? Were you eastbound or westbound?
I was westbound. So it
okay.
came out of the, about where that diner is on the,
I got it.
Yeah. Well, I must have scared the poop out of them. I pulled over to see what the damage was. Hit me in the rear tandems on the trailer, everything mm-hmm. was rolling. So I took a look, but I bet he won't have to go to the bathroom for about a month if he lived.
Oh, really?
I got brown walls now.
Oh, man.
What a way to start a morning.
Well, I did $8,000 worth of damage to a several-month-old F-150 out there one night about 11 o'clock. Only that deer came from the right to the left at just about that same spot. Took everything off the front of that truck. The grill took out one. I mean, it was just everything.
I just wanted to get that in real quick. They got me working harder than 9 iron. paper hanger this morning.
I got it.
That's not good. You be careful.
Well, we're going to try to. We're really going to try to, but I just wanted to shout out to. I heard Odell during the week. Oh, this is what I wanted to tell you. Get ready, because the next time you go to Western Maryland to hunt, you might need a out-of-state license.
What? Oh, I saw that. Yeah, the Western Maryland counties. Yeah, they want to secede, right?
Yep.
That's funny.
It's not funny. It's
truthful.
Hey, right. But maybe it's time to really get in touch with Camo Preacher and tell him to get ready.
Yeah, he'll have more constituents, huh? More exactly. More congregants.
Exactly.
I got it.
All right, I'm going to get finished toiling here today. I'm looking at, I don't know, 11:30, 12 o'clock. Anyway, I just wanted to call in real quick and shake these hoses and get on out of here. I got other places I got to be. These people are crazy.
Uh-huh. I got it. Well, Stan, let me ask you one last question.
Sure can.
If the praying mantis is always praying, what is their faith?
Oh, that's not right.
What do you mean that's not right?
I know it's coming. Okay, I'll be the straight guy. I don't know.
It all varies because they're all in sex.
Okay, I got to go.
I see you.
Alan, that's horrible.
You married him.
Yeah.
I know. God. Stan, I know.
All right, Stan. Have a wonderful day, buddy. Keep the shiny side up.
Always listening.
Thank you.
How to be a downer, Stan.
Oh, great. There's Camo Preacher. He showed up. Oh, he sent a voice message.
Hold on. We got people. We got callers.
I know. Good morning, Glenn. How are you?
Alan, how you doing today?
Doing good, buddy.
Doing great. How are you?
Now, did you get out with a muzzleloader, bud?
Yeah, we went Thursday morning, didn't see nothing, and we didn't go. Well, Thursday, and we just figured it was a little warm, and then went yesterday morning, didn't see anything, and yesterday evening, I did see one. I put the gun up, get lined up, pulled the hammer back, and click, click. Deer took off.
Click, click. What, didn't you load the gun?
Yeah. I mean, you know, I was pulling the hammer back.
Oh, pulling the hammer back. I got it. And the hammer went click, and the deer heard it and took off. Yeah.
The clicks of the hammer.
Yeah.
The clicking.
I got it.
Well, at least I saw one.
Yeah, well, that's good. I had a turkey spook when I pushed the safety off one time on a Mossberg. They have that top tang safety, and I pushed that safety off, and it went click, and that turkey went pop and gone. So they certainly are aware of their environment, that's for sure. Sorry for your luck, man. That's too bad.
Hey, look, at least he saw one. He had it in his sights.
Yep, that's true.
My Thursday morning, my nephew got a 9-pointer, and yesterday morning, my brother got a 9-pointer.
Wow, good for them. Nice ones?
Yeah. Well, I didn't see the one my brother got, but one my nephew got us. So, you
know. Now, is he a youth hunter, or is he an adult?
No, he's an adult.
An adult, okay. Well, if you can get some pictures for me, man, I'd be glad to run those in the magazine. You know that, right?
Okay.
Yeah. You have my home phone. You have my cell phone, don't you? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Call me. Maybe we'll connect today or tomorrow.
Yeah.
All right.
I didn't get pictures on the phone. Yet. I got pictures on the HEMI.
I got it.
I got it on a regular camera.
I got it. Okay. Yeah. Cool.
All right. Catch you later. Hope you're
all right, buddy. Good luck out there today.
If I can get my rod, that's going to take me out today, get up in the shortly, and so I can get out there to Maritime. The last 2 days, my nephew took me out, but he was going out elsewhere, not too far away, but
yeah,
that was it. Got me out there about an hour earlier than I really needed to be.
Yeah, just extra time out there to relax.
Yeah, extra time out there to sweat and listen to the bugs. All right, buddy, you have a good one. Talk to you later.
Yeah.
Thanks, Glenn.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Glenn.
Walter, good morning, Walter. How are you? Oh, we're way late, aren't
good,
we, Chris?
How are you today?
I'm good, buddy. What's going on?
Not much. I was glad to hear that you're saying that other people aren't seeing them. I've been out each morning and
seeing a couple here and there, but not like it was in bow season. I'd deer all over me during the early parts of bow season, but it was so hot I was only going to shoot a nice buck.
Right.
And so I had them standing under me. Now I'm sitting here just watching the bugs fly.
Now, yeah.
The squirrels weren't even moving yesterday.
I know it. The full moon's got things messed up. Really does. You know. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, we're supposed to have this cold front come through. They're supposed to move on a cold front. Well, I don't know if that's happening either.
Yeah. On Thursday, I threw some apples out into a field, and I went out and set in a ground blind that has always been really productive. Every apple was gone. I put like 16 apples out. Every apple was gone. There was deer crap in there, but not one. I sat there until about noon, and it got so warm, I didn't even stay for the evening. I was working up a sweat just sitting there.
Yeah, I know. Yep, no question. So, well, I'm sorry to hear that. Are you going out today?
Yeah, I'm on my way now. I drive all the way from south of Annapolis up to near the Pennsylvania line.
Wow.
So I'm on the Beltway now. It takes me about an hour and 40 minutes each way. So.
Got it. Well, there's some deer up there, no question.
Yeah, it was funny. Bow season, the first time I went out bow hunting, I had 16 of them, and half of them were under the stand. You know?
Wow.
But no. A couple bucks, they were off in the distance. Couldn't really tell what they were because the woods had been timbered out, so it's pretty thick in places where they were milling around, but the does were all underneath me. But I said, it's warm. Unless it's a decent buck, I'm not going to shoot it because
you've got
to scramble when you shoot a deer and it's hot.
In this hot weather, you're not kidding. So, all right, buddy. Well, thank you for the call.
Okay, I wish you luck, kid.
You too, bud. Good luck. Good luck, Walter.
Take care, Robin.
Thank you. You have a great one, Walter.
Bye.
Okay,
bye.
Bye-bye. Hey, you know, Clyde Sport Shop is your full-line Browning dealer. I'm going to give you a couple suggestions. You know, it's duck season, too. So let's talk about some shotguns. Why not? Let's talk about the Maxxis shotgun. This is a gun that it doesn't get much play, but you might see a TV commercial or something about it every now and then. It's called Maxxis, M-A-X-U-S. It's an auto loader that was built for waterfowl hunting. I mean, they designed it specifically for waterfowl hunting. Waterfowl hunting perfection. 3 and 3.5 inch chambers are available, and the new power drive gas system reduces recoil. Throw one of these to your shoulder, and you will understand why it was built for waterfowl hunting. Then there's the A5, the most reliable, fastest cycling, best balanced, and softest shooting recoil-operated auto loader on the planet. Recoil-operated is the key to reducing the recoil. Mossy Oak Shadow Grass Blade Camo, Fiber Optic Front Sight, Humpback Receiver, ergonomically balanced, and a recoil-operated kinematic drive is what they call it. It's an auto-loader shotgun with a 100,000-round or a 5-year guarantee. Available at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. That phone number is 410-242-6108, 410-242-6108. For Clyde's Sports Shop, that's for sure. Well, Robin, a couple of mornings you've had the fireplace on.
I had it on this morning.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
Was it chilly out here a little bit?
Oh, yeah.
Was it? Oh, good. Glad to hear that. Well, we got that at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. That was our supplier for that beautiful fireplace. And, you know, we really like it. It was just a hole in the wall back here that sucked all the heat out of the room. But Hearth America at Backyard Billy's on Kent Island, they are the premier fireplace, stove, and hearth dealer in the region. We selected this Enviro brand EX35 gas fireplace insert. And Hearth America at Backyard Billy's did the installation. They've provided us with friendly, knowledgeable follow-up and service. And we both enjoy the convenience, the beauty, especially the remote control, and the room-filling heat from our gas fireplace insert. Now, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries both Enviro and Regency brands. And here's the thing, though. The worldwide shortage of computer chips that are in your remote, that are in your, you know, Bluetooth-operated fireplace insert, well, that could delay your idea of owning a new insert. So act now while supplies last. They've got plenty in stock right now, but we don't know how long that'll last and what'll happen in the future, and especially with this supply chain thing. So you can select a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop into the showroom soon so you'll be ready for the coming cold weather. Visit BackyardBilly's.com or the Hearth America Facebook page. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Backyard Billy's open 7 days a week, Route 50, Exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace, and we'll be right back.
You need to discover SML Footwear in Millersville. It's at 401 Headquarters Drive along Veterans Highway. That's right off Interstate 97. SML Footwear carries Dunlop rubber boots in several styles for hunting or for work. If you need deck boots, SML Footwear has Grundon's footwear and Grundon's rainwear, too, so you can dress like a waterman. And the display walls at SML Footwear are covered in thousands of socks. Insulated, wool, hunting, work, diabetic, and everyday socks for men, women, and youth with Fox River socks and Carolina Ultimate socks that are made right here in the USA. All socks are 25% off at SML Footwear. Yes, 25% off with custom and bulk ordering available. SML Footwear also offers a 10% discount to police, fire, military, and first responders. Search SML Footwear online or Facebook. Stop by right off Interstate 97 or call 443-685-3779. That's 443-685-3779. Your feet will love you. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, a weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any other kind of tools, your Linex bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Cadenceville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Give Jack Carver a call, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Cadenceville Linex can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called ValueGuard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Bay Linex of Glen Burnie or Cadenceville Linex install your Linex spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
A damn good dinner, crab cakes and rockfish too. We thanked the Lord and said the blessing, but what we forgot to do was to thank the man who by hand helped put food upon our plate. The man that dipped the crabs, hooked the fish, and cut the bait. The man that works our rivers, he's our neighbor, he's our friend. His backbone and his folks, the way he makes he's living. I'm talking about the man, talking about the waterman. I'm talking about the man trout, line and crabs, tonguing oysters and working the beef. Talking about the man who makes his living on the water every day. I'm talking about the man, talking about the waterman. 3 a.m. we'll find him in his boat and on his way. Fishing nets, bait lines, overworking on the bed. Talk about the man.
What?
I sent Chris that picture of those new Oreos. I think we got him in the mood for crabs.
Oh, yeah.
I want to know who has the, who sits down and thinks up these things to Photoshop.
Crab cake Oreos.
Crab cake Oreos with tartar sauce filling.
Horrible. That sounds terrible.
Oh, it just, I looked at that and I went.
Brother.
I don't know who has the brain. I can't figure out how to Photoshop things like that anyway.
No, I knew it. I knew it.
You know?
Yep. Hey, Captain Dawn sent us a nice picture. 29-inch striped bass. Kit looks like Kenny holding it. And then the second basket of a big crab day.
Cool.
Yesterday caught by our buddy who keeps their boat nearby. So glad to hear that. We got that voice message from Russ. He thought he was recording or dictating the message. Basically, he said Mountainside, Maryland belongs in the West Virginia side, so he's all for it.
I think there's a lot. It was just on the. It was just on the news on here. There's a lot of people for it.
Got it. You had a little trouble with the texting there or something, Robin.
I know.
Yeah. Should I read it?
No.
Okay. All right.
I have problems with texting on a regular basis.
Well, we know that. We understand.
Well, my brain is just working faster than my fingers, and because I. In seventh grade, my parents sent me to the speed reading class. So you just look at letters. It's bad. I mean, because you've learned how to.
Well, you do that swipe thing with your finger.
Yeah, but that's not it. I mean, that's fine. I swipe, and then I get the words wrong. But if they're anything close to what I was saying, and I'm reading through it real quick, and I hit it to go, because of the speed reading, you don't. You just get the concept. You don't concentrate on the words as much.
Mm-hmm.
And then I go back and I actually read it after I've sent it and say, oh, crumb. That's not usually the word I use. But And then I send eight texts to try to figure – before I figure out how to really spell it. Mm-hmm. So it's bad.
Mm-hmm.
And I hear about it from friends, family,
mm-hmm.
acquaintances, enemies.
Yeah. No, it's all good. It's all good. I got this very interesting one the other day.
Oh, God.
Yeah, so we were talking about cooking methods, and you said, I forgot the Insta-Oot is an airfield also. Knowing you, I said, you mean the Instant Pot is an air fryer also, correct?
Yeah. Well, I have two super friends in my life, Maria and Teresa. Teresa cannot understand my text at all. Maria, because she texts like me, we both get what we're trying to say, even though we have no idea. If somebody else read it, it would be.
You're like that story of those kids that developed their own secret language.
We text, nobody could understand. It's like we're texting in code. And somehow, because we've texted for so long, we figure it out. Teresa just sends me question marks all the time.
Of course.
And I've been friends with her for 40-plus years.
All right. 410 WCBM 680.
That's my interesting story for the morning.
9226. What, your interesting story?
That was my interesting story for the morning. My inability to...
To text?
Mm-hmm.
That's all right.
Well, you always tell me I'm the high-tech redneck. I just can't use the stuff I know.
Mm-hmm. Got it. Mr. Chris, any callers on the line?
No, sir.
Well, we need an entrant in the muzzleloader contest. 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. All you got to do is call in, leave your name and number, go on the air with me, and you're entered in the muzzleloader contest. We're giving away a CVA Wolf muzzleloader camo stainless steel model here next week, so we need to get some folks entered in that contest, that's for sure. So folks at CVA have been great. This is, I think, our 14th year with them. And I see that they're giving away a muzzleloader on their website. Got that last night. Let's see if I can find it here. It's called I Shot It With My CVA Giveaway. I shot it with my use the hashtag I shot it with my CVA to enter for a chance to win a 50 caliber Optima muzzle loader. And you can go on CVA.com and figure that out. So that would be pretty cool. Chris just sent you a bunch of question marks.
Oh, God.
Last about the text. Hey, Robin.
Uh-huh.
While we're waiting for a caller, did you hear that the invisible man married the invisible woman?
No.
Nobody could figure out what they saw in each other. And their kids weren't much to look at either.
I quit.
You quit? All right. You'll like this one. Our buddy Joe just sent us a...
When he sends me a joke, I enjoy it.
Yeah, a man walked into a pet store and ordered a dozen bees. The pet shop owner carefully counted out 13 bees on the counter and said, there you go. Guess I only ordered 12. He goes, don't worry about it. It's a free bee.
What did he order?
12 bees, and he got 13.
12 bees.
Bees, yes. Bzz, bees. He ordered 12 bees.
Oh, into a pet shop. I thought he walked into a bar. Never mind. I can't think either.
Grief.
No.
Folks, this is 24/7. This is my reality.
That's not what I'm laughing at.
My reality.
John B. just texted me.
Oh, he did. All right. Oh. You'll have to share that with me.
Oh, and now the texting has started. Oh.
Oh, no.
No. However, he messed it up on purpose.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, it took me a minute to figure it out. I got it. John B. gave me a laugh this morning.
You mess up one letter on a text, and, you know, your whole message is urined. So
that only works when you text it out, Alan.
I know. It's terrible. Anyway. Oh, good grief. Where are we going? We're supposed to be giving away a muzzleloader and talking about topical things. But you know what? We will eventually.
No, this show goes wherever we take it.
Well, that's true. That's true. It does that. All right. I'm taking it to Macrotech right now. Macrotech Archery Pro Shop at 8043 Fort Smallwood Road in Rivera Beach carries Matthews. They do. They carry the new V3 Matthews and Bowtech Diamond Bows and Hoyt Bows and now the new PSE Evo line, and that's one for dealers only. Crossbows include Mission, Raven, and 10 Point. They tune each bow and crossbow to perfection before it leaves the store, and it will fit your unique draw length and poundage requirements. Choose your arrows, choose your accessories, and all will be cut and mounted professionally and correctly. If you ask, they can observe and correct any shooting issues you may have on the indoor range. Len Marsh is one of Maryland's most respected bow technicians, beginners, diehard bow hunters, athletes, and the well-connected. Know about Len and Macrotech Archery's reputation for excellence. He's done work for me, both on my crossbow and on our compounds. And the bow technician, Corey, he's top-notch. Crossbow hunters, if you bought your crossbow at Macrotech and it breaks, and Macrotech can't fix it in 24 hours, Macrotech will supply you with a loaner crossbow so you won't miss a day of hunting. Macrotech is a certified service center for 10 Point, Wicked Ridge, and Horton Crossbows. So stop by Macrotech Archery Pro Shop, 8043 Fort Smallwood Road, Rivera Beach. Visit MacrotechArchery.com or their Facebook page. The phone number is easy, 410-789-7777. Call 410-789-7777. Macro knows bows. We'll be right back.
Pretty weather this weekend. Anything outside a winning plan here today or tomorrow? Comfortable cool numbers with low humidity and 68 degrees this afternoon, 40s and 50s for tonight. Sunday, sunshine, high of 70. And then next week, east winds off the Atlantic bring some pretty good rains into the forecast for Monday and Tuesday. Heaviest rain on Monday with high temps in the 60s and 70s and nighttime lows in the 50s. I'm Scott Laurie, more at the Weather Channel on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Burbender Sharpening is a world-renowned knife sharpening business located right here in Maryland. As a matter of fact, if you've ever seen a cooking show on your favorite food channel, Jimmy from Burbender's most likely sharpens their knives. But wait, there's more. As anglers and hunters, we depend on our knives to fillet fish, field dress game, and lots of other chores. As regular folks, we mow our lawn, cut our wood, and cook our food. We use scissors and shears and chainsaws and a host of tools that need to be sharp for best results. Burbender's sharpens everything. Burbender's is located at 214 Mayo Road in Edgewater. It's open Monday through Saturday, 8 till 3. And on Mondays, they even set up their mobile unit at Homestead Gardens in Severna Park from 9 till 2. You can always swing by their Edgewater shop for a quick turnaround or check burbenders.com for how and where to mail in your knives and tools for sharpening. Call toll-free 888-724-4769. That's 888-724-4769 with any question. Burbender specializes in the sharpening of high-end cutlery and can renew your household knives to better than new. Take all your kitchen knives to Burbender's. You won't be sorry. Burbender Sharpening in Edgewater sharpens everything. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the battery warehouse near you. Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Let's load Grandpa's old Piro in the truck bed next to mine. His old 12-gauge, I've taught you right, you can handle it just fine. I bought you gloves and waders new, you won't feel quite so cold. There's a new world waiting for you, son, that's 1,000 lifetimes old.
Thank you.
We'll be there in the morning sun, waiting amongst the reeds. Wear a clear head and a steady hand is all a fella needs. And if you listen close, my son, you'll hear that spirit say, when they cup and fall at first light, you can hear those whistling wings.
All right, those whistling wings, they're fun to hear when you're in the duck marsh, that's for sure. Chris, we have a lot of callers, I see. Who's first?
We've got James.
James, good morning, James. How are you this morning, buddy?
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I'll be the first one to jump on that West Virginia bandwagon. I'm done with these liberals in Baltimore.
Yeah. I think a lot of people are. I think you're right.
Not just Baltimore, buddy. Annapolis is where the liberals are. That's for sure.
Baltimore, the city that bleeds. They used to say it reads.
But yeah, I know. Yep.
Anyway, I was having got a chance to go down to Ocean City, go working all the time, but there's still a chance to go down there and get some flounder.
Oh, yeah. Yep, okay, still can. Yep. So.
That'd be a good time.
Hey, I'll have fun doing that. Thanks.
Good luck, buddy.
Good luck. If you get some, let us know, okay?
Sure. Thanks.
All right. Thank you. I'll talk to Alan. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well.
I'm here on the state of Delmarva.
Let's all succeed.
The state of Delmarva, I love it. That's great. That's great.
I enjoy your show. I'm calling in to register for the firearm.
You are registered.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
You got it. Thanks, Alan. Have a great day on Delmarva.
Okay,
Alan.
All right, Dan. Good morning, Dan.
No.
What? What did we miss? Hi. How are you?
I'm great. Just got back from Elkhart in Colorado.
How'd you do?
10,500 feet and 8 inches of snow on the ground.
Wow.
It was, temperature was in the teens when we left the cabin every morning.
Oh, gotta love it. And the elk were screaming.
Actually, no, the elk had already headed down because there was nothing for them to eat under that snow.
Oh, I got it. Okay. Wait, did you ambush them on the move? Is that how you did it?
No, we were unsuccessful, but had a great time and found some more really good places to hunt next year.
Well, that's good. I'm glad to hear that. Glad to hear that. So I am. Well, good. So you're in the contest.
Okay, thanks.
All right, buddy.
I'm on my way out to my deer stand now.
Enjoy it. Good luck.
Thanks.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hey, Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors in Edgewater has the hunting department, and it's filling up fast with all kinds of gear and camo and archery supplies. There's a fine selection of firearms by Gunrunner Arsenal and Matthews and Hoyt compound bows with Mission 10-point and Wicked Ridge crossbows. A large selection of arrows and broadheads, Attraction, Sense, and Habit brand camouflage. You can try your archery skills on the Monster Video Shooting Wall, and they have deer corn, too. The Waterfowl Department has decoys, blind bags, and ammo, and they are now an authorized dealer for Bigfoot decoys, authorized retailer. Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors is located at 3137 Solomons Island Road on the northbound side near Advance Auto Parts. Call 410-956-0300. Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors has everything you need for recreational and commercial crabbing, freshwater, tidal, and bay fishing, too. Big Tackle Department. For more information, call 410-956-0300 or visit BayCountryCrabbingSupply.com, your local crabbing headquarters. Attention, watermen, bring your license for your discount. Clyde Sports Shop. Let me tell you about two rifles if you're going elk hunting or if you're going out west or even if you're going out to Western Maryland. The X-Bolt, extremely accurate bolt-action, big-game hunting perfection, all standard magnum and short magnum calibers with an adjustable feather trigger, detachable rotary magazine. That's the standard X-Bolt. Then they have a number of different models of X-Bolts that they've come out with in camo and Cerakote finishes and so forth. The Speed, the Long Range, and the McMillan models of the Hell's Canyon series in arid urban camouflage, a composite stock, a Cerakote finished barrel. It's fluted with a sporter barrel with a threaded muzzle brake, detachable rotary magazine, short throw bolt, and an adjustable trigger. Bolt action in select calibers and three different Hell's Canyon models, the Speed, the Long Range, and the McMillan models. You'll see all these at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. That's phone number is 410-242-6108, 242-6108. For firearms, licenses, ammunition, gunsmithing, and scope mounting, it's Clyde's Sports Shop. So, just wanted to know if...
I have a spot to run.
Well, so do I.
Okay.
Do you want to do yours and I'll do mine?
Okay.
Okay.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bed Liners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex bed liner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, and any kind of tools. Your Linex bed liner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called ValueGuard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Catonsville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie install your Linex spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hey, fall's officially here, but the cold weather isn't, but it's coming. So Backyard Billy's on Kent Island is your go-to place for making your backyard fun, even in the fall. Giant selection of colorful, waterproof, poly-outdoor and patio furniture, including tables and chairs, especially those Adirondack chairs. You can sit in the deck and watch the leaves fall. You can see all that from Route 50 at Exit 44 on Kent Island. You'll find swing sets, great Christmas presents for the kids or grandkids, and storage sheds in Backyard Billy's backyard. Free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches. Now, inside the showroom at Backyard Billy's, you can check out the barbecue grills, the pellet grills by Traeger, ceramic smoker grills by Kamado Joe, and Big Green Egg, all at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Also, there's a huge assortment of outdoor fire pits and rings to warm up those chilly fall evenings. Have a little bonfire in the backyard, toast some marshmallows, and keep in mind, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace, stove, and hearth dealer in the region. Visit BackyardBillys.com, 410-827-4500, 410-827-4500, open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. Your backyard's going to look greater. And we have some callers on the line. Who's up next, Chris?
We have Ken.
Ken, good morning, Ken.
Yeah, hi. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
All right, thanks. I'd like to enter the contest. If it's
all right.
Right.
You're in?
You got it.
All right. Thank you very much.
Have a great day.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, buddy. Thanks. Yep.
Thanks.
Richard. Good morning, Richard.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing today?
Hey, Richard.
Doing well.
Good. Yeah, I'm just calling to enter the black powder.
Okay.
Contest.
You're in.
Always. We love this time of year. It's a little different for us, but we get all kinds of callers, and we love it.
Yes, yeah, I'm getting ready to put some duck eggs and bacon in a frying pan.
Duck eggs and bacon.
Oh, that sounds so wonderful. Good.
Mm.
We'll be right there.
Yeah.
Forget the second half of the show.
Text your address. We're going for duck eggs and bacon.
Come on out to Kingsville, Mary.
Yeah. We'll do it. Take care, buddy.
Hey, somebody offers us breakfast. We're there.
Hey, you know what? If you win the muzzleloader, I'll be in Kingsville.
Well, come on down. I'm waiting for you.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Okay, you guys have a great weekend.
You do the same.
You too.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yep. Bye-bye.
I don't know if I've ever had duck eggs for breakfast.
Have you ever had duck eggs?
Yeah, they're really rich. They're good.
They are very rich. I know that. They're good. There's no question about it. So.
I like anything duck, except ducks that have gut, buckshot in them.
Oh, you keep bringing that up. Oh, my gosh. You steel shot now. So you can find all that stuff with a magnet, okay, and pull it out.
I want to know how many people go around looking with magnets for it and pull it out.
Well, I don't know, but most hunters know that if they see a pellet wound, that they go in there and see if there's a shot in there, shot and feathers.
Okay.
I do. I don't know if anybody else does.
I don't either, because I've seen a lot of pellets in the gut.
In the gut?
Or in x-rays.
Oh, I got it. So people eat the duck.
They would eat it. They would get the buckshot. For some reason, we would find it by accident for something else.
Yeah.
And then we'd have to do 10 days of ultrasounds to watch it go through the colon to make sure it all gets out. Just as a backup.
You had a very interesting life.
You have no idea. I don't even tell you half the stories.
I know. Hey, Chris.
Yes, sir.
I hear the music. I think that's time for Robin to say something.
Yep.
Everybody, get out, stay safe, enjoy this cooler weather. Maybe I'll have some more luck.